Are women aware of what makes them at greater risk of suffering a stroke? Leslie Ingold is a longtime stroke coordinator at OSF Healthcare. She says women, specifically those 80 and up, may not be up on the risk factors, including hypertension, AFib, diabetes, being physically inactive, stress and depression, abnormal cholesterol, and smoking. Bad headaches and hiccups can even be a stroke sign. Aside from healthy living, Ingold says a good step to prevent a stroke is to see a primary care provider. Don't rely on your OBGYN.
Make your annual appointment with your primary and know what your blood pressure is. Get those annual lab work done and discuss those and see if you need to make some modifications.
Ingold adds, if you have stroke symptoms, don't sleep them off. Call 911 and have a doctor evaluate you. It was a year ago that Lisa Marie Presley died from a small bowel obstruction. The importance of monitoring for signs and symptoms of a potential obstruction remains crucial, especially when you've had surgery involving your abdomen. The main cause of a complete or partial obstruction is from adhesions or scar tissue from prior surgery, hernias, and even cancer. Dr. Raman Kumar, a colorectal surgeon at OSF Healthcare, explains what to look out for.
If you can, again, go back to the garden hose, no water's coming through, so all the water's going to back up. And a healing up means nausea, vomiting, you're not able to pass any gas or have a bowel movement, you feel like you're pregnant, your abdomen bloats up, and you're just gonna be in a lot of pain.
Dr. Kumar says to prevent a small bowel obstruction, exercise, don't smoke, eat well, and avoid sugary drinks and alcohol. He adds, if you have had surgery or a small bowel obstruction in the past, make sure you chew your food well to make it easier to digest. For more, visit newsroom.osfhealthcare.org. With today's health highlights, I'm Tim Dittman.